Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, frequency 5850 kHz. We are also streaming live through our webpage, rae.com.ar, and you can find also our content uploaded there as a podcast, rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias. I'm bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, August 13, 2025. On today's program, we're going to be remembering the legendary late tango singer Hugo del Carril on a new anniversary of his death in 1989. We'll also be sharing a piece on a very important band from Argentina, a very important rock band from Argentina. And we'll also be talking about a recent accomplishment, and many of us, including yours truly, will be learning something about a sport I didn't know it existed at all. I'm talking about beach handball. I repeat, beach handball in Argentina made headlines this week in this sport. Let's start right away with this anniversary we'd like to mark today, and is related to one of the towering figures of Argentine culture, singer, actor, director, and a true icon of tango, Hugo del Carril. Born Piero Bruno Hugo Fontana in Buenos Aires in 1912, Hugo del Carril's career spanned over five decades, and he became an unmistakable voice and face of our popular music and cinema. His smooth baritone voice, elegant phrasing, and deep emotional connection to tango made him a household name, not only in Argentina, but across Latin America as well. He was also a filmmaker of conviction, often weaving social themes into his works. And beyond his artistic legacy, he's also remembered for his deep ties to Peronism and his rendition of the Marcha Peronista, which became an enduring political symbol. Let's start right away with one of the most beloved recordings by Del Carril, a perfect example of his warm, expressive style. This is a classic tango, Uno, One.
Busca lleno de esperanzas el camino que los sueños prometieron a sus ansias. Sabe que la lucha es cruel y es mucha, pero lucha y se desangra por la fe que lo empecina. Uno va arrastrándose entre espinas y en su afán por dar su amor. Sufre y se destroza hasta entender que uno se quedó sin corazón. Precio de castigo que uno entrega por un beso que no llega, o un amor que lo engañó. Vacío ya de amar y de llorar, tanta traición. Si yo tuviera el corazón el mismo que perdí, si olvidara la que ayer lo destrozó y pudiera amarte, me abrazaría tu ilusión para llorar tu amor. Pero Dios te te trajo a mi destino, sin pensar que ya es muy tarde y no sabré cómo quererte. Déjame que llore como aquel que sufre en vida la tortura de llorar su propia muerte. Buena como eres, salvarías mi esperanza con tu amor. Uno está tan solo en su dolor, uno está tan ciego en su penar. Pero un grito cruel que es peor que el odio, junto muerto de las almas, tumba horrenda de mi amor. Maldijo para siempre y me robó toda ilusión. Si yo tuviera el corazón, el mismo que perdí, si olvidara la que ayer lo destrozó y pudiera amarte, me abrazaría tu ilusión para llorar.
That was song uno, written by Enrique Santos Discepolo, in the rendition, one of the many renditions that exist of this classic staple of tango music, but this is the one by Hugo del Carril, whose death anniversary we are remembering today, August 13. His career was not confined to music, let's say. In the golden age of art and then cinema, he was one of the brightest stars, appearing in and directing dozens of films. His screen presence was natural, charismatic, and infused with the same elegance that marked his singing. He worked with greats of the tango world and often brought tango to the big screen, helping to cement its place in national identity. In 1949, he directed Historia del 900, a 1900s story, a film that combined nostalgia with a celebration of tango's cultural roots. But perhaps one of the most fascinating aspects of his life was his political commitment, which eventually led to his blacklisting during Argentina's political upheavals. Even in exile, his voice remained tied to the soul of the country. This is El Último Café, the last of coffee, a poignant tango that showcases not only his vocal control but his ability to bring a story to life through song.
Recuerdo en torbellino, vuelve en el otoño atardecer. Miro la garúa y mientras miro, gira la cuchara de café del último café que tus labios con frío pidieron esa vez. Con la voz de un suspiro recuerdo tu desdén, te evoco sin razón, te escucho sin que estés. Lo nuestro terminó, dijiste en un adiós de azúcar y de hiel. Lo mismo que el café, que el amor, que el olvido, que el vértigo final de un rencor sin porqué. Y allí con tu impiedad me vi morir de pie, me di tu vanidad y entonces comprendí mi soledad sin para qué. Llovía y te ofrecí el último café.
Lo mismo que el café, que el amor, que el olvido, que el vértigo final y un rencor sin por qué. Y allí con tu impiedad me vi morir de pie, me di tu vanidad y entonces comprendí mi soledad sin para qué. Yo vi y te ofrecí el último café.
In later years, Hugo del Carril continued to perform and direct, adapting to the changes in the music industry, while staying true to his style. His interpretation of tangos always carried a deep respect for the tradition, but also a personal touch that made them unique. When he passed away on August 13, 1989, he left behind not only a remarkable discography and filmography, but also an indelible influence on how tango is sung and felt. Today, on the anniversary of his death, we remember him as more than a performer. He was a cultural ambassador, a man whose voice told the story of a city, a people, and an era. This is Cuesta Abajo, Going Downhill, a classic that Hugo del Carril made entirely his own, blending melancholy with elegance.
Arrastré por este mundo la vergüenza de haber sido y el dolor de ya no ser. Bajo el ala del sombrero, cuántas veces embozada, una lágrima asomada yo no pude contener. Si crucé por los caminos como un paria que el destino se empeñó en deshacer. Si fui flojo, si fui ciego, solo quiero que comprendan el valor que representa el coraje de querer. Era para mí la vida entera como un sol de primavera, mi esperanza y mi pasión. Sabía que en el mundo no cabía toda la humilde alegría de mi pobre corazón. Ahora, cuesta abajo en mi rodada, las ilusiones pasadas yo no las puedo arrancar. Sueño con el pasado que añoro, el tiempo viejo que lloro y que nunca volverá. Por seguir tras de su huella yo bebí incansablemente en mi copa de dolor. Pero nadie comprendía que si todo yo lo daba, en cada vuelta dejaba pedazos de corazón. Ahora triste en la pendiente, solitario y ya vencido, yo me quiero confesar. Si aquella boca mentía, el amor que me ofrecía, por aquellos ojos brujos yo habría dado siempre más. Era para mí la vida entera como un sol de primavera, mi esperanza y mi pasión. Sabía que en el mundo no cabía toda la humilde alegría de mi pobre corazón. Ahora, cuesta abajo en mi rodada, las ilusiones pasadas yo no las puedo arrancar. Sueño con el pasado que añoro, el tiempo viejo que lloro y que nunca volverá.
And that was today's artist, Hugo del Carril, on a new anniversary of his death in 1989. His voice still echoes in the memories of Buenos Aires and in the heart of anyone who loves tango. If you've never heard of beach handball before, you're not alone. It's a fast-growing, spectacular sport that combines the basics of regular indoor handball with the flair and energy of beach volleyball. Played on sand, each team fields four players at a time, three outfield players and a goalkeeper, on a smaller court than in the indoor game. Matches are divided into two 10-minute sets, called periods, and teams need to win two periods to take the match. If each team wins one period, it all comes down to a one-on-one penalty shootout called a shootout tiebreaker. But here's where beach handball really stands out. The scoring system rewards creativity. A regular goal is worth 1 point, but spectacular moves like a 360-degree jump shot or a goal by the goalkeeper are worth 2 points. The game is designed for speed, acrobatics, and constant action, with music often blasting at the venue and fans just meters from the court. It's not a slower, sand-based version of indoor handball. It's a different beast entirely, with its own culture, style, and atmosphere. And in this exciting, dynamic sport, Argentina's women's team, nicknamed Las Kamikazes, the Kamikazes, have just reached the very top. This week, in Chengdu, China, they won their first ever World Games gold medal, defeating reigning champions Germany in a nail-biting final. The road to gold started in the group stage, where Argentina sent a clear message to the competition. They were there to dominate. They opened with a commanding 2-0 wins over Portugal, Croatia and hosts China, each victory showing a blend of discipline, clever tactics and the trademark flair that beach handball loves. In the quarterfinals, they swept aside Vietnam, again 2-0. The semifinals were the first real test, a clash with Spain, one of the world's most consistent teams. But Argentina dug deep, winning 2-1 and punching their ticket to the final. Facing Germany in the gold medal match brought extra weight to the occasion. Just last year, at the World Championships, also in China, Germany had beaten Argentina in the final. So this was the perfect chance for redemption. Germany took the first period 2014, exploiting Argentina's early mistakes and forcing them to chase the game. But Las Kamikazes regrouped, tightened their defense, and unleashed their attacking creativity. They stormed back in the second period 22-12, forcing the shootout. Shootouts in beach handball are moments of pure drama. One attacker against the goalkeeper, starting from the halfway line, with just a few seconds to score. Argentina's composure was flawless. They netted 7 points to Germany's 2, sealing a 2-1 victory and their place in history. This gold medal is the culmination of a steady climb. The Kamikazes had won silver at the 2017 World Games in Wroclaw, bronze at the 2022 edition in Birmingham, and gold at the 2018 Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires. Many of the stars from that youth squad, Lucila Balsas, Fiorella Corimberto, Zoe Turnes, and Gisela Bonomi, now form the core of the senior team, guided by coach Leticia Brunati. Their style is fearless, their teamwork impeccable, and their success is inspiring a new generation to take up the sport in Argentina, where beach handball was once a niche pastime. Now, it's a source of national pride. The victory is more than a medal, it's a message. Argentina is not just competitive in the sport, it is now the team to beat. From the sands of Chengdu to the beaches of Mar del Plata, Las Kamikazes have put Argentina at the summit of world beach handball. And as they return home, gold medals around their necks, they bring with them not only the joy of victory, but the promise of an even brighter future for the sport. Let us enjoy now a little bit of Argentine music, and then we'll continue with today's show.
Y una danza, venganza de los pobres, hechizo a los fiambres que murieron sin pan.
Movían locamente sus caderas.
¡Corten, corten! ¡No los dejen mover!
La cola pa' acá balanceando, la cola pa' acá
que se mueve,
la cola pa' acá balanceando, la cola pa' allá.
Así es más fácil, me vienen ganas de empezar a amarme. Quiero dejar este cuerpo que está muerto de nacionalidad. No nos vayan a sancionar, pero la pelvis se mueve, se mueve, se mueve, se mueve en forma indecente. Con esta danza nos van a torturar las ligas de moral momificadas. Comenzaron nuevamente a sugerir morales. Elegancia.
We hear you out. We communicate with you. On Skype, Conexión RAE.
Welcome to a new musical profile of RAE, Siempre Argentina, The English Connection. In this space, we bring you the history, the accomplishments, the discography of important Argentine bands. And today, we've got Los Piojos. They were formed in 1987 in El Palomar, a group of school friends, and they became one of the biggest bands in Argentina. This is from their first album, Chuck to Chuck. Los Piojos were formed in 1987 in the neighborhood of El Palomar, located just outside Buenos Aires City. We're a group of school friends, mainly the guitarist and the bass players and the drummer. And eventually, Ciro Martinez, the frontman, who ended up being the frontman of the band, joined as a substitute bass player who had a good voice and ended up being the singer. They played in underground bars and theaters, Villa Gesell in the Argentine coast, and they were able to release their first album in 1992. From that first album is this this song, Chuck to Chuck, and the following one, which is a strange cover, because it's the cover of a tango song, very famous. Enrique Santos Discépolo wrote Gira Gira, going around, that would be the translation, which was a tango song. But Los Piojos, in their first album, Chuck to Chuck, from the year 1992, they included their rock rendition of Gira Gira.
Los tamangos buscando ese mango que te haga morfar. todo es mentira. Verás que nada es amor, que al mundo nada le importa. Llera, llera, aunque te quiebre la vida, aunque te muerda un dolor, no esperes nunca una mano, ni una ayuda, ni un favor. Seca las pilas de todos los timbres que vos apretás, buscando un pecho fraterno para morir abrazado. Cuando te dejen tirado después de hinchar lo mismo que a mí. Cuando manches que a tu lado se prueba la ropa que vas a dejar, te acordará de este otario que un día cansado se puso a ladrar. Verás que todo es mentira, verás que nada es amor, que al mundo nada le importa. Llera, llera, aunque te quiebre la vida, aunque te muerda un dolor, no esperes nunca una mano, ni una ayuda, ni un favor. Cuando rajé los tamangos buscando ese mango que te haga morfar, la indiferencia del mundo que es sordo y es mudo recién sentado.
Gira Gira Rock Version by Los Piojos, a tango song released by, written by Enrique Santos Discépolo back in the 1930s as a tango, included in the first album by Los Piojos, Chuck to Chuck. They played in various underground bars, as I said, in the first years of their career, until they released their first album in 1992, which was followed by 1994, Ay Ay Ay, which earned them even more praise. That album included a song named like the album called Ay Ay Ay, which is about commuting, the poetry of commuting in the trains of suburban Buenos Aires.
Mirando la vida pasar.
This is the song that is the name of the second album by Los Piojos. We are introducing them today to you as part of our regular musical profiles here on the airwaves of RAE, Siempre Argentina, The English Connection. This album was released in 1994, the second by Los Piojos, called Ay Ay Ay, and you're listening to the song Ay Ay Ay. By this time, they were already performing in bigger venues and touring Argentina. They had played in Bahía Blanca, Rosario, Mar del Plata. They were no longer an underground porteño band. They were on their way up, but they took their jump to the mainstream when they released their third album in 1996 called Tercer Arco, Third Archway, which included, among many things, a homage to Diego Armando Maradona. Dedicated to Diego Armando Maradona, one of the many songs dedicated to number 10, or God, as some people call Diego Armando Maradona, included in the third album by Los Piojos, released in late 1996, that, as I mentioned, meant the breakthrough, the turning point for the band, because they became mainstream. And how do you become mainstream? With good songs that became radio hits. And the third album by Los Piojos included not one, but two number ones. And this is one of them, the first one.
Dame un poquito que te vea cerquita, cerquita, por hoy, y que no viene el mar.
Number one song in the year 1996, included in the album Tercer Arco, the third album by Los Piojos.
A country's values aired on radio. RAI, Argentina.
Continuing with the fourth album in the career of Los Piojos, released in 1998, called Azul, which means blue. In this album, they started experimenting with other genres. They included candombe, African rhythms, and they had hits like this one, Desde Lejos No Se Ve, that became a live classic. It means, from afar, you can't see it. Los Piojos on RAI.
Yeah.
listening to the fourth album by Los Piojos, Azul. By this time, they were already a football stadium band performing in stadiums like River Plate, Huracán, and other big stadiums in Argentina. Moving on to their fifth album released in the year 2000, Green Landscape of Hell. This was their first single.
Tus ojos verdes son así para mi ser. La ruleta te quiero llevar. Roja la sangre, verde el paño de la libertad. Pero mi suerte es negra, mis dientes van a estallar. Oh. ¿Dónde vas a parar hoy? Tengo ya hasta la mitad. Todavía encubierta ves. Sobre mi cama ya estás. Y yo ya te coroné. Y toda mi vida que estoy agotando. Girando la bola va. ¿Dónde vas a parar hoy?
Ruleta, Roulette by Los Piojos from their fifth album Green Landscape of Hell, released in 2000, followed by their sixth album in the year 2003, Blood Machine, that also included several hits, but I think that the biggest one was this one, the second single of that album, Like Muhammad Ali.
Ver la nueva sensación, la nueva generación, es un salto, es un frenesí.
And that's from their sixth album, Blood Machine, Como Ali, like Muhammad Ali. We're introducing Los Piojos on the musical profiles of Rai.
We hear you out, we communicate with you. On Skype, Conexión Rai.
Let us sign off with a live rendition of a song from their first album, Chuck to Chuck, remember? From 1992? But this is from 1999. When they released their first live album called Ritual, which is how they call their concerts. They disbanded after their final album in 2007. Los Piojos, So Lonely, live.
Quizá no sea el vino, quizá no sea el postre, quizá no sea, no sea nada. Pero hay tanta belleza.
cabeza tirada en la mesa, desnuda toda rebalsada. Apuras el vaso, vas perdiendo el paso y en la mesa ya no hay nada. Borrachas a la puerta, cerraste y quedó abierta y puedo escuchar tu llamada.
And that was Los Piojos with Tan Solo, one of their biggest classics as part of this feature, going over the career and their achievements. Let us say that Los Piojos reunited for the first time in over a decade last year, and they are now giving sold-out concerts at big, very big stadiums and arenas, because they are a super popular band. And well, they reunited for a series of concerts. Now they are releasing a new song, a brand new track with the band. Let's see if they continue on this path or they go back to, I don't know, Ciro, the frontman, the singer, being a solo artist. But well, people love the band Los Piojos. We've got time for one more track before signing off, and it's going to be Fito Páez with Dos Días en la Vida, 2 days in life.
Y media hora no te olvides, nos largamos de aquí.
with this track by Fito Páez, Dos Días en la Vida, Two Days in Life. We are coming to the end of today's edition of RAE in English. If you want to contact us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555. This show aired on the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kilohertz, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. I am Fernando Farias, and I would like to thank you very much for having tuned in. Join us tomorrow on a new show of RAE. Ciao.